Hey, this is Alex, and welcome to another episode of the Market Adventures Podcast. It's Wednesday, January 13th, and today's discussion is going to blow some minds today. Have you ever noticed or felt that the stock market just didn't make sense? Why would it go up with such horrible things happening in the country and around the world? Well, today we'll talk about some of the underlying forces that cause security prices to move in a way that just doesn't quite match with what we think it should. Stay tuned. Investing in real estate is way easier than investing in the stock market. I mean, way easier. But if you decide to join us on this adventure, let me help you. Download my free beginner's trading plan at mytradingplan.org. You get some entry and exit criteria, as well as rules, mindset for option trading and swing trading. Download the free trading plan to help you get started building a blueprint for your own trading strategy in the future. That's mytradingplan.org so you can start trading today. So if you've been here for a while, you've heard me say a couple times that the stock market moves like the wind, but I've also said it moves like a river, moves like the tides. Because when it comes to the markets, money flows like water. And water flows in the direction of least resistance, right? So money in the stock market typically flows in an area that it can multiply. Now, shout out to the book, The Market Maker's Edge by Josh Lukman. Very good book. Though there have been some changes to the Federal Reserve policy since he wrote the book, a lot of the ideas presented can still be seen in today's market, despite all this COVID-19 wackiness. Now, in combination with my own experience just watching the market and being active in it, and also reading his book along with a couple other books, I'm starting to get a firm handle on how this machine really moves. So let me give you some insight. There are several places that money could move. Now, there are some very notable ones that we all know of, so we'll stick to those. Bonds, securities, or the stock market, as far as we're concerned, dollar and gold. Now, bonds are just a promise to repay. It's like an IOU. So you can get a corporate bond from the government and the government promises to pay you back your money plus interest. You can also get bonds from companies as well as from municipalities, so states. The stock market we're familiar with, the dollar, which is just people keeping their money, not spending anything. And gold, which is a protection or a hedge against crazy things happening in the world, right? Because I said before in my episodes about Bitcoin that gold will always be a favorite of human beings. It's shiny and people feel a sense of ownership when they own gold. Now, investors are always looking for a place to park their money that has the best growth potential, right? They're all about growth, right? Money wants to multiply. Government and corporate bonds offer safer returns. Why? Because you're getting an IOU specifically from the government that promises you, or a corporate or municipality, so a state, either one, but they're all promises to pay back with a set interest, right? So if you buy a corporate bond with a 5% interest, you're getting all of your money back plus 5%, and it's guaranteed. No matter what happens to the company, the idea is that it's guaranteed. Now, investors watch the bond rate closely because when something crazy happens in the stock market and they think stocks are going to go lower, if they foresee a better return coming from bonds and from stocks, then they'll move their money into bonds, right? Because the idea is to always have it in the place with the best potential return and the lowest risk. Now, if the market has reason to believe that the stocks will go higher, they move their money to stocks. So we're keeping this very, very simple here, right? If the market expects that their money will grow more in the stock market, they keep the money in the stock market. If they anticipate the stock market going down or the price of securities being reduced by for whatever reason, they move their money into bonds. or gold if it's something crazy like a war or something like that. Now, an important piece to note is, and you can go read a book or Google this if you really want to know more, but the important thing to know here is that the Fed or the Federal Reserve lowers interest rates to spur economic activity, right? The interest rates are just interest on money borrowed, which means in order for the Fed to increase economic activity, they lower the amount, they lower the interest on money borrowed, which means a business can go to a bank or wherever, borrow money and have to pay back, still have to pay back an interest, but less of an interest. Companies are more willing to borrow money when they don't have to pay back in excess, right? So lower interest rates are something that are very appetizing for companies, right? They like that. So that also raises inflation, right? So in addition to lowering rates, the Fed will actually increase rates to slow inflation. So if they've been allowing inflation to build and allowing companies to invest and to feel more confidently borrowing money, they'll also raise the rates to slow down the amount of money being borrowed, to slow down economic activity. So the Fed is doing both things by controlling the interest rates. Now, there are a lot of other things the Feds can do, but typically that's what they will do. Now, entire books, courses, you know, economics courses in college are given on just this topic. So we're just trying to understand a small piece, the important piece for us as it pertains to what we do in the market, right? Rates go up, slows the economy. Rates go down, speeds up the economy. Boom. That's it. I just saved you $20,000 at a college. Now more than ever, knowledge makes money. There's no better way to make money in your sleep than by demonstrating your expertise through building online courses. If you want to make a nationwide impact and solidify your leadership as an entrepreneur, creating a five-star course is a must. Creating a five-star course from scratch is a masterclass on producing and selling courses quickly and profitably. Learn how you can make a living income and build wealth through teaching others what you already know. Visit moneyforknowledge.com to learn more. That's moneyforknowledge.com to learn how you can turn your skill into a living income and build wealth. Now, economic data and news gives the market an idea of where they should be looking to put their money for the best growth, right? If the economy is bad, the Federal Reserve will lower rates, which in turn lowers the return on bond investing, right? Because now we're saying interest rates also pertain to the rates on the bonds. So if they lower interest rates, not only does that spur economic activity, but they're lowering the return on bonds. So by lowering the return on bonds, there's less demand for bonds. So it lowers the return. What does that mean? Investors move their money from low interest bonds into stocks. And what does that do to the stock market? It causes prices to rise. So if you go from the very beginning to the very end and skip all that in between stuff, which is important to know, but if we're keeping it very simple, right? I started with if the economy is bad, and then we go all the way to back to investors move their money out of low interest bonds and into stocks, prices rise. Economy is bad, prices rise. If you don't understand that middle stuff, it looks crazy, it looks nuts. But now I've just given you an understanding of the middle part. If the economy is bad, the Fed's lower rates. When the lower rates hit, businesses are willing to borrow more money, spurring economic activity, lowering the return on bonds, making investors move their money out of bonds into more high return assets like securities. That also increases the demand for the securities, which raises prices. Bad economy, high prices. Now, when unemployment goes up, the market anticipates interest rates to stay lower, go lower. So right now, we've been in a period of gross unemployment because of COVID. But the stock market keeps going up, and people are wondering, like, okay, everybody's out of work. People don't have money. People are starving. People are on food lines. Why is the stock market going up? Why are these people still getting rich? Well, again, the idea is if unemployment stays where it is, right, which sucks for us, it's good for investors because they're expecting interest rates to stay lower, to go lower, which means economic activity is being spurred, right? Which means money is easier to borrow. Easier to borrow money allows companies that are looking to grow, it gives them more available capital to grow, right? Which is good for growth companies like tech, which we've seen the technology sector has been leading the market all the way up, right? The feds want to increase employment. To increase employment, they have to allow businesses more freedom to grow. More growth in businesses allows for increased employment, or at least that is the theory, that's the thought, right? A stimulated economy equals more jobs. So the Fed's job is to increase more jobs, so they have to stimulate the economy. Now, lower interest rates, as I said before, means cheaper borrowing for businesses, right? Cheaper money. That caused them to invest more to grow because money is cheap. Now, in addition to increasing jobs, which is great, it increases asset prices because now growth companies have more money to invest in growth. People are looking forward to that growth 6 to 9 months down the line. So what do? They start purchasing assets now so they can make money later, as the asset prices increase from all that money that was put into growth. Now, this works almost across the board with economic data, right? We're going to get the consumer price index, I believe, tomorrow or today, the CPI, I believe. So that, in addition to other types of economic data indicators for the economy, the poorer they are, the more likely the Fed is to keep interest rates low, which is good for the economy. So if you've noticed over the last couple of days that the economy, or not the economy, that the stock market has been kind of going sideways, right? If you look at the chart and back up a little bit, you'll notice we've been going sideways. That's because we're waiting for economic data. We're waiting for earnings season because we're trying to find out, or to say investors, the market, is trying to find out, okay, if the economy is still doing poorly, they'll keep interest rates low, which is good for us. If the economy is returning and jobs are better and the economic data is better and the earnings season does well, then we're not expecting the stock market to keep going because now people are expecting, okay, the Fed might decide to increase interest rates sooner than 2023, which means that it's going to be harder to borrow money, which means we should get out of these growth stocks because they're going to be pressed to borrow capital and they won't be able to, or they won't be interested in doing it, right? It's all about finding the best place for this growth. In addition to that, the interest rate on bonds has been climbing and climbing because nobody's interested in buying bonds. So I think it's super, super interesting to understand these things. Now, let me give you some examples from the pandemic, right? The stock market was going up in the middle of the pandemic, like during, we're talking about April, right? March and April, the stock market is going up. People are dying. Employment's at its highest. It's been in however long, right? 22%. And the cases of COVID are increasing. But why is the stock market going up? Like I said before, the Fed's lowered rates to almost zero. With all this bad news still around, what does that mean? The stock market is expecting the rates to stay near zero for months, even years. So what do? Money is being moved into the stock market to invest in growth companies because growth companies can afford to borrow more money because the interest rates are near zero, which is why we've seen so much tech skyrocketing, PE ratios out the wazoo, because you don't need, you know, too much earnings and things like that. You don't need all that data. You don't need really anything to be borrowing money at 0%. Like that's a big deal. big deal that the Feds brought the interest rates so low. So a lot of growth stocks were able to invest in growth, which means investors are going to put their money there until they see something better, a better opportunity. Now, recently, the stock market has been going up, even with a new variant of the coronavirus. Now, you think a new variant would scare investors. Now, in addition to that, you see the UK lockdowns. So not just a new variant, but now we're seeing the country locked down again. So you'd expect fear of us locking down. But what's the stock market still doing? It's still going higher. Why? Because we're seeing an increased potential for stimulus. The stock market loves free money. So with all this new variant stuff and lockdown stuff, instead of being scared of a new lockdown, the stock market's looking forward to new stimulus, right? From the end of the Trump era, and they're expecting another stimulus from the Biden campaign. When Biden won, the stock market loved that. Free money, which again leads to increased asset prices. Now, again, this doesn't really work for like super bad news, right? Like really bad news, they're not going to be playing. They're going to move their money out of the stock market and move it into safe, low yield, but more secured investments like bonds, gold, or they'll just hold cash, right? So in really, really bad situation, the investors are not going to be playing because they're not going to be moving to high, they're not going to move their money to high yield investments if there's a chance of losing their money. So what are they going to do? They're going to move their money to safer places in the time of extremely bad news, right? We're looking at bonds, gold, because money doesn't like uncertainty. But in the event that the news isn't horrible, so if it's not just unemployment, because unemployment's obviously horrible, but if it's unemployment, we're not talking about war. You know, if it's COVID cases, we're not talking about increased deaths. If we're talking about UK lockdown, but we're also talking about increased stimulus, like these are all going to be reasons why the stock market goes up, because all that they're looking forward to is my money going to keep growing here? If it is, thanks to stimulus and to low interest rates, I'll keep my money here. If I'm foreseeing no stimulus or if I'm foreseeing higher interest rates, now it's time for me to decide if I should move my money to more safer asset classes or from growth into more value stocks. If you pay attention to where is the most profitable place for money to be right now, you'll have a great idea of what's going to happen next in the market. Hey, Alex here, and I hope you enjoyed that episode. I know a lot of people had questions and were wondering what the hell was happening. Why is the stock market going up? Why are the rich getting richer while the poor are suffering? And I wanted to give everybody kind of an explanation as to why the asset prices react the way they do to news. So if this content was something that you enjoyed, please share it with friends and family so they can get in here and also learn some things about the stock market that they may not have known, so that when they begin trading and when you begin trading, you have a better understanding of what's happening. Now, in addition to sharing it, take a second and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if you're listening on an iPhone or iPad right now. It only takes 5 seconds, but makes a world of difference to this community because it allows us to rank up. And again, the goal of this podcast is to reach more people with simplified and digestible stock market trading, making money. So we're talking about real estate too. Really to reach more people and to simplify the information so more people have access to building wealth for their family, much like I plan on doing. Also, before you go, check out mytradingplan.org to either get a free trading plan, but it also enters you into my email list. So what I'll be doing with my email list from now on is sending out resources. So I'll send out my trading picks, ways to build your own trading plan, but also different things like how to do spreads, sending out videos showing you exactly how to navigate platforms and trading and investing, a bunch of different things. So being part of the email list is going to be very, very valuable in the future. Even if you don't need a trading plan, you're definitely going to want to be part of the email list. Now, I know I know you know that you have to be ready when you sit down in front of the computer at 9:30, right? Before market open, you have to be ready. Your mind has to be in the correct place, the correct position. I'm going to leave you with a quote because I think it's super important. This is a super long outro, so I doubt you listened this far, but this is some extra content for you. Chance favors the prepared mind. I'll repeat that for you. Chance favors the prepared mind. So if you're prepared for the market, if you're prepared for this adventure, then luck will just find its way into your account. Luck will just find its way into your trades because chance favors the prepared mind. So don't be scared. Don't be fearful. And don't seek security. Prepare yourself for an adventure.